An unprecedented joint procurement initiative led by Brussels to secure coronavirus vaccines and make them equally available to all 27 EU member states has fallen well short of the mark. To date, just over 3% of the bloc's population of 450 million has received a COVID-19 vaccination. Not only did the EU rollout begin notably later than in post-Brexit Britain and the United States, but supplies have failed to arrive as contracted. How did it go so wrong? Brian Kennedy reports.
In normal circumstances, EU member states are responsible for their own public health policies. The COVID-19 pandemic put Brussels at the helm of the issue and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in the captain's chair. Her basic mission was, through collective bargaining, to avoid so-called vaccine nationalism and secure doses at a significant discount. How did Brussels' joint vaccine procurement initiative and rollout go wrong? How soon might supply and distribution issues be resolved? In a recent interview with Czech Radio's flagship station, Radio Journal, and other European media, Ursula von der Leyen fielded a volley of questions about those alleged missteps.
Normally, it takes 5 to 10 years to develop a vaccine, and therefore everything was focused on finding a vaccine, developing a vaccine, rightly so. I remember that we had more than 100 different companies, researchers, institutes applying for support in the race to find a vaccine. Looking back and also looking forward, but where we have to be better is immediately in parallel think in the category, we have a vaccine and now it's about mass production.
Those issues are of immediate concern, she says, as researchers, manufacturers and governments throughout the world must be prepared to respond also to mutations of COVID-19, some of them quite aggressive, such as the British variant. With delays in orders from some EU-approved manufacturers, member states have begun looking to sign side deals to secure vaccines. Hungary just became the first to approve the Russian-made Sputnik V vaccine for general use and to order the Chinese-developed vaccine Sinopharm. Can the bloc respond quickly enough in times of crisis?
Of course, I'm aware that a country might be a speedboat, and the European Union more a tanker. But this is the strength of the European Union. And I'm deeply convinced that the European approach is the right one. We were much faster than we usually are. And there are a few factors where it's worth to look at more in depth. So first of all, I could not even imagine what it would have meant for Europe if now we had one or two or three or four member states that had access to the vaccines and all the others not, what that would have meant for the single market, what that would have meant for the unity of the European Union, unthinkable.
Prime Minister Andrej Babiš has said that the European Commission fell asleep at the wheel when it came to managing vaccine procurement and rollout. After visiting Budapest last week, he said that the Czech Republic could follow Hungary's lead and buy vaccines as yet unapproved by the European Medicines Agency. Does European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen feel there has been miscommunication between the EU executive arm and member states?
Well, what I experience is that the vast majority of the leaders support strongly, and they do that also publicly. So, and now to the facts. We have since June the steering board in place where all 27 member states are represented. No decision is taken without the consent of the 27 member states. And to give you an impression, the steering board is meeting 5 to 7 times a month. So it's a regular basis. Every little detail in developing the contract and so on is in the steering board. There has been a smaller group of member states who were in the negotiation team with the different pharmaceutical companies, so they know every single step of it. This was, I think, the question that came, isn't it too slow when we have 27 who decide together? So that's good. That's the decision making. So there was a very transparent and is a very transparent information line also to the Czech Republic. And any time could the Czech Republic support, speed up, help that things move on.